Today, we're discussing how one game fumbled everything. Ta-da!
No, no! You sounded kind of sad in the intro, man. I can't lie to you.
Dude, I was trying to, like, really hold it in, but now that we're here... Dude, wait. Bro... we're filming this before we have got to officially get out the other podcast, which, by the way, that's why we're dropping podcasts so quickly in succession here, because, you know, what's up? Welcome back. We make podcasts here on this channel. But Donald responded to somebody. I got to find this tweet. The funniest tweet. And then I responded back. Neither one of us addressed it at all. Do you know? Did you see my response?
Yes, I think I did. Now that I know what tweet you're talking about. Yeah, I think I saw your response.
So a day ago. Andisery says, where's key moments? If not being out yet is ruining my flow for the week. And Donald responds with, Nano and I unfortunately had a massive falling out over the weekend regarding a certain party's feelings towards Dragon Ball Super. As of now, there are 231 pre-recorded episodes that we are deciding how to air. We'll keep you all updated on our decisions moving forward. Then AP responds and says, this has got to be a joke, man. Please say it's a joke. And I respond to AP with just this image right here. For you audio listeners, it's essentially just a bear reaction image. If I don't know if you guys have ever watched The Bear.
The show Bear, not a grizzly bear.
Yeah, not a grizzly bear, but Jeremy Allen White, I believe is his name, an actor on The Bear, looking
I don't know if you could say I believe it's his name when you hit every like possible like middle, first, middle, and end. You were pretty confident, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know what? That honestly, not to turn this podcast into like a motivational podcast or anything, but like honestly, just being confident with some of the words you say is half the battle, and people will believe almost anything if you say it confidently.
We should know that, bro. We're podcasters.
Anyway,
they recently found a vaccine for breathing underwater. I don't know if you saw that, but go on with what you were talking about.
I just didn't think we'd want to bring that up.
No, I mean, it's fine. We shouldn't bring it up because from what I can gather, it's like pretty hush, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. So your reply, though?
Yeah, that was it. I just left it at that. We never actually confirmed or denied like if Key Moments was ongoing or not. Dotto, you have something you were going to tell me, and I really want to know what it was.
About what? You mean from the invisible segue? That I brought up in our...
Oh, but wait, did I ruin your invisible segue? Am I ruining it
right
now?
No, not at all. You didn't ruin it at all. I just thought we were going to touch on the intro with the legends.
Let's do it.
Ooh, I spoiled it.
Dotto.
That's my bad, gang. I can't lie to you. I forgot we were doing like the little clickbaity thing. It's true, bro. I'm off my game a little bit. I forgot.
He's been playing Doom. Doom's been beating his ass, and he's off his game.
It's true. My eyes, if you see me rub my eyes at all for the video watcher, it's because I don't know why my eyes hurt, my wrist hurts, my back, you know, Doom my being pussy, a Twitch, my crack, dude.
Is a Twitch shooter kind of like, surely you played like Guitar Hero and Rock Band back in the day, right?
I mean, I did, yeah, not well.
But you don't wear contacts, though, huh?
No.
But do you ever remember your eyes getting dried out from having to, like, not blinking and focusing hard?
Yeah,
on notes?
You don't need to wear contacts for that. There is a ton of shit. Even now as an adult, by the way, like, I'll realize I'm like, oh, fuck, I haven't been blinking. Like, this is bad.
Yeah, is a Twitch shooter like Doom that's pretty chaotic and hectic and you kind of live or die
maybe,
like every second?
Honestly,
second?
Maybe that is what's happening because I'm blinking my fucking ass off right now. Like, they itch, they burn. It looks like I've been crying.
What are you playing this on? What difficulty? Like, the hardest one?
No, just like the third, like a little above normal because the game is like piss easy anyway. Even though I'm like real, I'm usually traditionally really bad at these. It's just, I'm not trying to do normal. Like, normal would have been a cakewalk.
Can I ask as a Dotadoy viewer, are you going to do a video over Doom and Doom Eternal now as well?
Fuck no. No, I'm not. Not at all. Unless if I post, because I'm trying to do a like mega compilation of everything I did on Doom. I posted two videos already and I was like, you know what? Let me try the mega video idea with Doom. So unless it comes out and it blows up and people are like, you're the Doom guy, bro. Then I would go back and do them if people wanted them. But nah. I'm good. I got my fill. Also, hot take. Something that's not in this Doom game that was in the old ones, and not old ones, but like 2016, is the glory kills. Like, you would weaken an enemy, hit E.
Yep.
And then it would do like a whole ass animation.
Wait, that's not in back this?
No, they took it out and they severely reduced the time of the animations, which a lot of fans apparently were pissed. I agree with the devs, bro. That shit used to slow down the whole game. Like, and it was like the most meta option. If you could finish him, you should, because it gives you ammo back.
Yeah, it gives you ammo and health.
Yeah, so it's like the option you have to do.
You save ammo like it's an insta-kill.
You save ammo, like, ammo, insta-kill. You have to do it. It's the most like rewarded shit possible. And in a game where you want to run around the room and shoot stuff, now they've given you a direct benefit to stopping that and executing a guy for 4 seconds so that you could go do it again.
But dude, the animations, I guess like it's one of those things probably like in like a Dragon Ball game where once you've seen Goku do a Kamehameha like 100 times, like, do you need to see him do it anymore? But the animations were really cool. Like, when you discover a new enemy type too, you're like, oh shit, how am I going to like rip this one apart? You know, like, that was a really cool aspect of it. But I guess
it was, everybody loved it. Like, I remember specifically the internet when the game came out, loved the animations part of it. And also, I remember I hated it. When I tried this new one, I was like, oh, the animations are kind of few and far between, huh? Like, there's not a ton that you do to enemies in a super crazy way. And then I was talking about it on stream and people were like, yeah, they took him out. And I was like, oh, thank God, dude. I was wondering. I was like, I knew I thought that shit was a bad idea. Apparently people are not super into that.
I've not played this one, and I really want to, and I probably will because of Game Pass. And I've talked about my woes of like where I'm at with gaming right now. I'm really stuck on one particular game, which you can find out by becoming a key member. Going over to patreon.com/keymoments or just clicking join here on YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, you can join and have a bit of an easier access here on YouTube directly. Either place supports us. We appreciate it. And you get access to our bonus content like this week's bonus episode where we do a deep dive into some YouTube stuff. What else did we talk about? Games. We talked about some anime. I'm watching Solo Leveling. Did a little bit of talking about that. And tons of other, just immediate access to literally every other piece of bonus content ever. Like, I don't know, our
it's
dub
like a
reaction.
It's a smaller normal podcast, you know? And sometimes there's Dragon Ball reactions. This time it was just a smaller podcast.
But the most recent bonus besides that one was our reaction to freaking Sean Schimmel absolutely killing it. And you can see why we glazed Sean so much on that previous episode of the podcast. But one of the things I really want to play Doom, I really do want to check out Doom. And specifically, I'm one of the people that, even though I've not played a ton of Doom, like, I played about 10 hours of 2016 because I played it some, took a long break, and was like, I'll just restart. So I played through the first, like, 5 hours of that game twice. But the music is so good. And Mick Gordon is the original guy for Doom and Doom. I just said it. What's the second one? Eternal. And he's not the guy because apparently he had a falling out. So he's not the guy on this one. And I know you're not a big OST guy, but is the OST good in this?
I think it is, but you shouldn't take, like, Kenzie didn't think it was, and she's... I'm not into the Doom style of heavy metal. Like, it's good and it's fun to run around with and shoot stuff, but to me, it sounds exactly the same. Like, it sounds like the exact same song that was playing.
That was some old man take right there, Dada. What
it
the
is,
hell?
Bro, to me, that's what this heavy metal music sounds like.
Dude.
And I'm not saying it's not fun. Like, I'm not saying, like, this is not Christian. But I'm just saying, it's like, well, I mean, I heard one song and then it'll go, and like every now and then I'll know the song is moving because it'll go, and like a little high string or whatever. But it's like, I truly, you're right. I'm not an OST guy. I could not give a fuck about the hard rock
dude,
music.
You're crazy, man. BFG Division and like Rip and Tear from the original Doom. And then there's some like really, really good ones on Eternal as well, bro. You're nuts, man. That stuff like makes the game for me. Like, that's the only reason I even have 10 hours in the original Doom, which I know is not much, but those games aren't that long anyway. But the only reason I have 10 hours in that original one is quite literally because of its OST. I needed it. Like, I needed it, dude. BFG Division is so good, man. Shit.
Again, it does make the game more fun. I'm not taking anything away. I can tell it's like, it's not an amateur doing it, but but the effect probably would have worked equally as well on me if it was literally just the guy with his mouth going
that's like a Family Guy ass moment, bro.
it's the same shit to me. My big enjoyment out of stuff like that is when, and this is the Gears of War fan coming through, I like watching enemies get gived. That's my like Doom thing that I like. Like, when I go up to a guy with the super shotgun and fucking left click and his body falls apart, That's my favorite part.
I saw this very, very funny. You said you recently watched it, actually, the Star Wars Family Guy special. Have you seen the repo edit?
I have, yeah, where they're moving the couch.
Yes.
I tried to tell Kenzie, I was like, the Star Wars special is pretty iconic, you know, like there's still memes and stuff being referenced today.
I'm bringing it up, which I guess you saw it, so this doesn't work, but I think what I think would be super fun is like once every like month or two or something, we do a bonus that's just purely us showing each other like saved like TikToks and reels.
I think that would be pretty funny. I just wonder if you could handle my speed, bro.
I just
want to know if you could like really like, I'm not gonna lie, like maybe this is not a podcast topic, bro, but not like, I'm not saying like dark humor and then people are like, oh wow, this guy, what is comedy legal now? It's like but sometimes I'd be liking shit. Like, my sense of humor is truly fucking all over the place.
I mean, me too.
Sometimes shit could be not funny. Sometimes shit could just be like I'm not even into cringe. Sometimes shit could just be cringe. Sometimes it could just be like a corny joke that I find funny, but I don't know how to explain it. Like, let me, you know what? Let's do one, because I've been using Instagram Reels more.
Same. I know this is like some freaking like tinfoil hat shit, but my TikTok like entire algorithm posts the chain. It's gone. It's gone. I'm like, I'm so for real. It's so dead. And so I'd be scrolling reels and I'm like, it really is hidden. Like right now for me, Dotto, my entire reels are casino reels. And I was laying in bed next to Brianna, she looks over, and I'm not kidding, we counted them. I got 10 back to back that were casino humor reels. Some very dark, and some more lighthearted, but they were all casino based reels. And I was like, damn. She's like, do you even like gambling that much? I mean, I'm like, no, but I think it's funny. Like it like the idea of gambling your house on something is funny to me.
Well, yeah, that's fucking base, dude. And gambling's cool. So I'll show you my last three.
Okay.
I'll do my last three right now. The first one I would say is an example of it's not funny, but for some reason it just made me. Well, I think also it went into something, but it's literally just like a tweet. And it says Nintendo should have one store across all 50 states, like for every state, basically. And it's just Mr. Krabs. And it's like states like Idaho. It's like, and there's no money in here. And then we skip to the end. I'm trying to remember if it was anything. And then it was and then it ends with Peanut Butter Gamer, like a white guy YouTuber. And then it says NBA 2K16 Park. We'll have it up on the video. But this is not going to make any sense to you. Let me see if I can like copy the link so you can at least. You can react to them, but it's gonna get a little weirder after this one. And the next one is about you having the smallest dick out of all your friends and the group like meat showing session. And they're just petting it. It's a small cat. It wasn't even that funny. That one can get thrown up too. And then the third one we can't throw up because it is unfortunately a Dragon Ball AMV to Kanye's newest song, which I believe I've already sent you. Have I showed you that?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, now that one's a classic. That one. It was just funny to me. I don't know what to say. The edit and the cover, it was just funny. That's my latest three, and that would basically, it'd just be variation of those. And except for maybe, I guess, SpongeBob. This is it, bro. Like, this is all it is.
Wait. Oh, okay.
There's money in here.
That's it. That's okay. Honestly, it was the last part that made me laugh, just because I don't know. I watched that YouTuber, and it was just funny to see him. It. He is like stereotypical white guy.
When you have the small.
Don't know why this one got the like. If it makes, I have a strict rule where if I chuckle at all, I like it. Like I actually follow a code, and that one must have made me chuckle.
All right, man. Yeah, dude, I think some of mine might actually get you. I think they will. I think we'll do this soon. I think that would be a very fun like.
This, This should be a bonus so we can include all the audio. 100%.
Yeah, it'll end up being a bonus.
Not money grubbing moments, no. By the way. Not money grubbing. No. It's just like if we can't do it in the best way possible with the YouTube overlords watching.
Yes. That's
and also, bro, I want to see all of it. Like, if you got something truly dark and twisted, you know, like comedy's not illegal. I think you should show it anyway.
it's a judgment-free zone, right?
Yeah, right. Judgment free, right, and you, me, and all of the members that could clip and post whatever they want. So like, it's judgment free.
All right, Donald.
And if they clip it out of context, they have to add in hashtag judgment free.
Okay, I love that. Honestly, I love that. Now, what I don't love, Dotto, was the intro of this entire.
We're finally
video
back
podcast. Dragon Ball Legends. Now, I want to go on record to say, do I think that UI Goku and SSBE Vegeta are bad picks for a part one headliner of a celebration? Absolutely not. Right?
Well, hold on. Can I jump in real quick?
Go ahead.
That sentence should only stand for UI Goku. Vegeta's kind of whatever. I ain't even going to lie to you, gang.
Okay, so can I defend my boy for a second?
Go ahead.
Just a slight second. I will agree that evolution is like a very whatever form for Vegeta. And it is so ass that he has a better form, an arc away that they will not adopt.
Yeah. It is crazy that Vegeta in the anime stops at a slightly different color of blue, which is terrible. That is horrible. And then, it's not horrible. Like it's whatever. I think I would like the form a lot more if they would have called it Royal Blue. I'll always say that's the most meathead shit of all time. But
can I show you some? Someone edited the Toyotara Dragon Ball picture. Have you seen this? Look at this.
Oh, did they make it Ego in the edit?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, damn. Look, that would have been crazy.
That looks, guys. Look at this. All right. If this
audio listeners, look at it, dude. Look at this. Is the most audio user unfriendly shit ever. Look at it though. It's UI Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah. If that was the like actual like headliner, like that would be so crazy. But the one thing I want to make in case you jump to this, I just want to like slightly defend it slash. Yeah. Is that I don't think they're that bad. It's really ultimately. Dot, have you been following what Legends has been doing all year?
Not a ton. I actually only recently got into playing it, recently again.
So in December, they dropped a dev like update. And they're like, hey, just letting you guys know. I think it was like a twofold thing. So it was like, we're letting you guys know that in May, we're going to kill off a lot of old devices. So it's kind of almost like a notice of like, hey, if you're playing Legends, we're just letting you know like 5 months in advance and you're on a device that is like of this level of performance, you won't be able to play after like May 15th. But on the flip side of that, we're letting you guys know we're doing this so we can up like production on characters and stuff. Now, tell me why the first character since doing this update. Now, the big thing that we have all focused on is that prior Legends took 1.6 gigs of RAM to run. After the update, Legends requires 4. So over double. The importance of RAM is just literally understanding that that is your quick access to available assets. So like a game will load up like the assets it needs to run without needing to like quote unquote load off your hard drive into the RAM of a device. So that would mean like loading in like characters. Like let's say you have like Great Saiyan Man in, Videl in Fighters. Like the Great Saiyan Man asset is not on screen all the time, but it's loaded into the RAM, so that way it's quick available for the game to be able to pop on screen, right? That's sort of the dumbed down version of this. So you're telling us that you're over doubling what you can do essentially available on screen. So that's with like environmental assets or character assets. And so you're hyping it up, by the way. They've been hyping this up, calling this a new era of Legends. That's their words, not ours. So a new era of Legends. This massive update, this huge UI update, UI is in the actual user interface, not Goku, and all these things. And now you reveal an evolution Vegeta and a UI Goku who are just transforming. They have no active abilities. They don't do anything substantially different from a transforming unit that they could have released like in 2019. So that's where everyone starts scratching their heads of like, so wait,
actually. Low-key, I saw a few of those comments now with the context added, and I understand those comments. But low-key, as somebody that just came to the game recently, again, like I've obviously played it since the beginning, but not as heavy as the community does.
Yeah.
I came back, the first thing I noticed, I was like, wow, this game is so smooth. This is fucking awesome.
It does run a lot better.
It loads instantaneously. I get around the menus instantaneously. Everything pops up instantaneously. So I actually have on, like, just that alone. Fuck the characters. I'm like, dude, get these old devices the fuck up out of here, bro. Like, we needed to be gone yesterday. This shit is so fast. Lightning quick. But yeah, no, the characters, honestly, were a fucking dud. I put out a tweet because I know they leaked, and that does suck away a little bit of the excitement.
Yeah,
but it's just like UI Goku. There's something about UI Goku, like, it needed to be. Well, I genuinely just think these characters weren't cool enough. Like, I looked at the animations and I was like, okay, like, that was okay.
So
that's okay, like, it was okay. Like, that's it.
I've been ridiculed. Like, they're making fun of this idea, and I feel like when I tell you, you're gonna be on my side, but we'll see. So for like roughly 2 years now, when we go into a celebration, I pitch out this idea that they should do a part one ultra, right? I am from the background of Dokkan, where Dokkan went from introducing an LR as free to play in the middle of 2016 to sliding it in as a shadow drop in the beginning of 2017, right? LR Gohan was...
That was a good one. That was the best time of all time.
It was like a secret rare. It was a true secret, right? There's no data mines. We didn't know he was in the banner until someone was like, wait a sec, what is this thing? And like, that was really cool. That can't happen anymore because the way data mining, you know, is so prominent on both of these. But anyways, go from it being like this random put into the banner thing to exactly 1 year later being the top of the top of, like, this is the same thing it's been since for the third anniversary with Dokkan Fest LRs. Those are still the technical highest, best production on a character that Dokkan does. And they introduced at a year and a half in, they introduced the new rarity of LR. And by 3 years in, a year and a half later, they were at their pinnacle. And so with Legends, we got introduced to free-to-play Ultras, which is that really sick Namagoku, who I think still has the best, like, ink art in the game, in March of 2021. We're now in May of 2025, and they still are not using Ultras as, like, their Part 1 headliner units. It really baffles me, and I think, like, people are trying to slam dunk on me still, by the way, because they're like, look, it was, see, Ultra Part 1, Nano, ha, ha, ha. But I'm like, I promise you right now, if that UI Goku was in Ultra UI Goku, the sentiment around the game right now would not be anywhere near what it is. Like, people would have infinitely more excitement for the character if he was an Ultra UI Goku that had a special ability like Beast Gohan did and was literally just an Ultra. And like, you changed the entire perspective of Legends right now for the majority of the fandom.
I'm going to be honest, and people aren't going to like what I have to say, because this is a very anti... This is... People aren't honest with what they want. And it kind of pisses me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. So I'm just going to tell you guys what you actually want. And I know it's true, but the truth is, people play these games for the gambling. Like, it absolutely is for the gamble. It's for the thrill.
They say they don't, but
I've always been confused by the fact that Ultras don't have, legendary finishes.
Let's go,
like, what are they called? Like, from the very first Ultra, it doesn't make sense, and I don't think it makes sense to them either. Like, I don't know why they do it. Your best unit in the game, why is it?
100%, Dotto, this is why. Because the suits over at Toei and Shueisha can't come to an agreement, so they're like, we got to make these freaking mobile games last as long as they can while we don't have any new material. So, Dotto, they're going to sell you them as an Ultra, and then they'll sell you them again a little few years later as an Ultra LF. You see?
I guess, but they could just, they've been recycling so long, but yes, I think that's the only way that would make sense in a money grubbing sense, is that they're just delaying it. But what it's done now is it's just like weird, because Ultras are the best, but also they don't have legendary finishes, so you can't get a cool like end of trailer shot, which is just weird. But yes, Ultras, I think people want Ultras because they want that hard chase. They want the crazy shit. If there was a unit that, like Gohan, was just not on the banner, but you could maybe pull him if you got insanely lucky, people would be frothing at the fucking mouth to get into the game to buy it. They would be frothing at the fucking mouth. I hate when people aren't honest, bro. Like, it's not everybody, but it's most people. Like, it fucking is everybody. Because
there's a lot of people that say they hate the idea of Ultras because the... the rates, Dotto, and this and that. I'm
it's
like,
not, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Those people, because literally those same people, they're like, oh my God, the rates. If they pull them, instantaneously booting up Reddit. I fucking pulled him. Oh my gosh. Like, I got him. Ha ha. Like, it's instantaneous. The dopamine release would be instantaneous in their heads. Now, you got to balance it with the vitriol that also builds from people that don't get it in a while. But these games are for the gamble. It's for the thrill. And I think that comes first and foremost. I just don't think... I don't think these characters are very thrilling. Anyway, back to the... yes, I agree. They should have an Ultra. But also, more importantly, the Ultra should have fucking LFs by now. Like, that really should be a thing.
I don't know, I didn't put Dotto up to this. We've not talked about... Like, he and I have not talked about this. Like, and I doubt... You're not... There's no way Dotto's watching my Legends videos when I'm, like, yapping for 40 minutes about Legends stuff.
Hell no, so, bro. I ain't on the Legends podcast
now.
This
is just pure... This is just pure raw him just... Like, dude, this is the shit I've been saying, and the community keeps trying to tell me that, like... I am just full of shit, and like that's not something they should do. And the biggest aspect, and I will agree, there a lot of people are scared if they do Ultra LFs, what are the rates? But my biggest thing, and you just basically said it, is like if these are things that are like actually problems, because I get some people want to just have an app on their phone they can play, like on a Uber trip, a bus ride, a train ride, you know, on a flight. No, not you can't be playing Legends really on flight in flight Wi-Fi, but. You guys know what I'm saying? Just somewhere where you need to pass some time. I get it. But if this is something that like you're playing at home or you could easily be playing almost anything else. And at this point, you can download games that do not require microtransactions on phones. Like I can play Death Stranding on my iPhone right now if I want to. Whole ass game. Resident Evil 4, all these games. Anyways, if the gacha gambling type aspect is an issue, then just don't play gacha games. Like that, like it's really... It's as simple. It's literally as simple as that. Like it really is just this, like if those things bug you that much, then probably should hop off the gacha game. And honestly, your life will probably be better for it anyway.
it will. Yeah, no, I unabashedly fucking will, dude. It's just that. But I mean, I just don't think that's true. Like if people saying that they don't like the gacha element, there's a reason gacha games are the biggest money printers in the fucking world. Yeah. Like, this is an unarguable point because the data shows that that is not the way it is. People like spending money. They like the RNG aspect. They like going, oh my God, I pulled it. Yes. And even when they don't like, even when they don't pull something, the truth is you like that too, because when you pull it next time, you're going to feel even more excited. That's, and I get like, I don't play gacha games. The Dragon Ball ones are the only ones that get me. I'm not attached to Dokkan. I'm not even super addicted to Legends, but I understand the gambling thrill of it all. And the point of gacha games is that it's supposed to be fun outside of that, but very limited. Like, this is a completely separate discussion, but when people play Dokkan, like private servers existing for Dokkan, the reason that doesn't matter is because you didn't gamble, bro. Like, that's it. Like, when you play Dokkan and you just own everything in the state you have it, you give up on the game pretty fast because it's like, okay, this is boring as fuck. Like, this is, there's, like, without the gambling thrill, like, what is the game? I'm supposed to not have all the characters.
Dude, truth. Yeah, so no. Truth has technically beat Dokkan, which I didn't know would ever even be a possibility. You could say someone beat it. But and what I mean by that, I don't imagine a lot of, maybe... Actually, there probably is a pretty high overlap of you guys listening that have probably downloaded either one or both of these games. But in Dokkan, the thing that they added to sort of add a grindy aspect is they gave every character these links, right? Or every character's always had links, but they gave them levels so you could level them up. And of course, because gacha game, they are a chance to level them up. And I believe once you get, they go from 1 to 10. And once you get from to 9, to go from 9 to 10 is like a 3% chance or something every time you do a run on an event that takes stamina. Truth has done every character in the game, including variants of those characters, to a point that he's maxed his entire box space. His entire box is full of characters that are link level 10. He has nothing else to do in that game. He's fully maxed out currently because he literally can't even collect more characters to link level. He's fully, fully maxed out. He's resorted to getting to level 999 on Extreme Z Awakening events. And farming support items and equipment. Those are his like mindless farming in Dokkan now because he's literally beat the game. There's nothing else for that game to offer him other than farming equipment, support items, and getting to stages 999 on Extreme Z like challenges. That's crazy. He's gotten that far.
I always. This is a crazy podcast topic because this is like Truth is literally a guy that we've both hung out with and talked to. And so he's to us, he's not just an internet guy. He's like an actual person. So what I'm about to say sounds like funny, but I always get a little bit scared. I'm not going to lie. I get a little bit scared because nothing lasts forever, but I really want Dokkan to last forever for Truth. Like I know what it's like to have that. I don't know what it's like to have that kind of love for a game. The closest I have was Fighters, but even then, like, he's really about the shit. Like when we hung out and he busted out Dokkan in the car to link level, I think he was still link leveling at the time. He was doing something.
This is a recent thing where he like beat the game basically. Yeah.
He's really about the shit to a level that I don't know how anybody can, honestly, somebody could be that into like bullying me, like making my life hell. And I would probably still respect it because the level of fucking dedication I saw was insane. But I also know he's like a gamer, so he's not like he doesn't play other shit. But I just be getting worried. I'm like, bro, I don't want Dokkan to end. Like, I need this guy to keep having his fun, man.
There's a reason that he's like the most successful only Dokkan channel on the platform, because he is like, everyone wants to know his thoughts on the characters, because he literally like, I don't imagine there are very many humans on this planet that have more knowledge about Dokkan than him. Like
I don't think there's any. Or at least if knowledge, then one, he's at least top five. And two, there's no one with more passion. Not a single person with more passion.
And like, I love Dokkan, but like Dotto's almost downplaying it. This dude straight up at the lunch we had, at all the things we were doing, he was on Dokkan. Like he was on that shit. Like,
yeah, no, it's not like Nano is about Dokkan too. Like Nano likes Dokkan, but because we're talking about Truth, I'm using words like, because when I hang out with Nano, yeah, I'll see him pop open Dokkan and like do a little run, but there's a lot of hours where we're just talking and doing other stuff.
Yep.
But when we were hanging out with Truth, I'm not making it sound like he's insane. Like, we had normal conversations too, but like, maybe I would be in the front of the Uber, I'd look back, he's on Dokkan. We sit down for lunch, he pops open Dokkan. Like, he's about the shit, dude. So yeah, that game is crazy. The dedication to the craft. I've never in my whole life, I think the reason I talk about it like this is I don't think I've seen anybody more dedicated to their craft than Truth is dedicated to his craft of Dokkan knowledge. And that is insane levels of glaze. But I promise you, I think it's accurate.
His entire purpose with his channel is he wanted to create a Dokkan encyclopedia so he covers everything in case they change something in the future and he can reference back to a video to be like, yep, look, they changed it. Like, that's, I mean, yeah, he is incredibly, incredibly dedicated to it. Dude, I found the post, by the way, from December 31st. I wanted to read you. I want you to hear this. This is why there's like, going back to Legends just briefly, this is why there's so much like, disdain for these characters and the fact that they don't do a lot more flashy stuff. Here's what they said. This is how it starts, by the way. 7th anniversary. This year, we'll be celebrating our 7th anniversary. We regard the 7th anniversary as an important year for Dragon Ball Legends. In order to make it a memorable one, we are working on a super large-scale update plan that will blow previous updates out of the water.
Ooh. Okay. I want to immediately correct my opinion. I was more on Legend's side. I didn't know that they specifically said this event is going to blow your fucking socks off and we have to... Like, I thought it was going to be like, hey, we're updating the game so we can make bigger and better units or something like that. Not the 7th anniversary is going to kick your fucking ass so hard we can't have you poor people in here, bro. Like, it's that serious. But no, this is fucking like no wonder. I watched the event just as a guy who didn't know about this and I was like, oh, okay. It's like, it's kind of whatever. But continue. Was there more to what they said?
Don't tell me
it gets worse. It can't get worse.
Unfortunately, we cannot share the details with you yet, but we plan to gradually provide information starting around April, which, by the way, they like doubled down on this when they started talking more about it, but I'm not done. So they wanted to say like, hey, this is like the requirements of what they're going to be like, you know, updating suspension of service on certain Android devices, blah, 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 blah. But here they go. However, the memory requirement has become a bottleneck as we aim for higher character production values and plan for future updates. So they actually call out that like they specifically call out like this whole point is to have better production on characters. And this is planned for a May 2025 update. Now, Dotto, one last thing I'll mention that is crazy about these characters today. If you paid attention to Legends at all, last month, the month before anniversary, they dedicated to original Dragon Ball. Now, this was following their Daima releases because Legends was the first to get in adult Super Saiyan 3 Goku and adult Super Saiyan 4 Daima Goku. And as soon after releasing those, they went immediately into an original Dragon Ball. And they said, okay, so we're very understanding that you guys are pretty sick of these weird random gimmicks we're giving to all these characters. So moving forward with characters, we want to make them more balanced, which is a very difficult thing to do in a gacha game, right? Because like part of it, and people hate this, but part of it is it can be pay to win. And that's again, that's just an aspect of a gacha game that has PvP. It can be pay to win because a character you pulled...
It's not can be, it is. Yeah. It is pay to win.
A character that you've pulled 10 times is going to be better than a character you pulled 2 times, right? That's just the way the game works. They are going to, in some way, give benefit to wells that want to spend more on their game. That's just the way it works. Anyways... So they go into original Dragon Ball. They give us an LFDKP and a Sidebender Tambourine. Dotto, they are so bad because they're supposed to be balanced and they're supposed to be not toxic. And because like these characters are doing a lot of weird shit these days, right? Like they will lock cards. So like there's a specific, you can draw 4 cards and you use cards when you play Legends. And they will lock down like your second slot for like 25 timer counts. So it doesn't matter what card is behind that slot. You can't press on that card for 25 timer counts, which is like a really long time to not be able to use a card in that time, in that particular slot. Just little things like that. They're like, we're going to try to do away with that because we know like that sort of has a negative impact on your experience with the game. It also like really long combos, right? Like there are characters in this game that if you put all of them together, they will combo you for genuinely like 60 real like seconds in real life. Like you could set your phone down, go do something, come back, and you're still in the middle of the combo because they've just designed these characters so stupidly. Anyways, so like we got a whole new design philosophy, Dotto, for these Dragon Ball characters. Tell me why now granted, recording this before I've actually had hands-on with these characters, but tell me why on paper this Evolution Vegeta and this UI Goku feel like two incredibly toxic characters and go against everything they just did and said for the original Dragon Ball characters. So they shafted the original Dragon Ball characters, and here we are back, the Tournament of Power characters, and these characters are super anti-Daima, and in doing so, seem incredibly, incredibly toxic of themselves. They just went against everything they just said.
This part doesn't shock me at all. Like, honestly,
no,
like
it really shouldn't too many people, but it's just like, I think it's sort of the icing on top of the cake that is like all these promises. Like, Dotto, I'm pretty positive I can look at their Twitter. They were calling this a super anniversary, Dotto. They were calling this a super anniversary. They themselves.
Also, I can't lie. And this is going to be a very casual take. So this is only for casuals. Like, obviously, they still have part two that they can, like, rely on. But for me, like, as a casual, part one is the part. Like, that is the anniversary. Uh-huh. So I don't even know if, like, a crazy part two is really saving this super anniversary. It just kind of seems normal.
My guess right now, like, if I were a betting man, and I've said this for a long time, so people will take this with a grain of salt, and they'll be like, yeah, okay, Nano. But I feel like they have got to be sitting on something really, really, really crazy, like really crazy in order to hype up all of this. But I agree. Like, this is your first foot forward, your first step forward. Like, this does set the sort of vibes and tone for your entire like anniversary. So if you have some really cool character in part two or your part three characters really like set the tone, like, why would you have not put those in the part one, you know? Because like, I don't know, if some part two character does something crazy we've never seen, like in a, you know, Dragon Ball Legends character before, why was that shit not in part one? Like, I don't know.
No, I don't.
Anyways, now you have the context. So we went into this to watch this to be like, okay.
Yeah, the context makes this infinitely fucking worse, by the way. Like, that is bad. Because when you said that, if they said this for Fighters, I would have done a video like Fighters is about to change the world. Like, I would have had that video, like, I would have made a whole video about just the news. Like, they're discontinuing the old phones. They're saying this is going to be a big deal. Like, yeah, no, I think this is, that is a terrible decision.
Yep. So my thing is, just don't overhype, man. I think you and I have talked about this too. Like, it's more show people, right? Like, show people. Don't, like, you don't, like, they didn't have to hype this up. Like, there was gonna be hundreds of thousands of people watching. It's the anniversary of Legends. But anyways, yeah, the hashtag, by the way, was Legends Super 7th Anniversary. That was their hashtag, Dotto. Super 7th Anniversary. They didn't have to add that super. They could have just said Legends 7th Anniversary, but they're like, nah, bro, we got this shit this year. Now, last year, Dotto, was a tag, base form Goku and Vegeta that could fuse mid-game with a whole new, like mechanic to Vegito, and a blue Goku and Vegeta that could fuse mid-game to a Gogeta Blue. Gogeta.
Yeah, no, I remember that, and that is a big, like, that is a big deal.
Yes, and now this year it's like it's transforming. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I didn't mean. Yeah. Anyways,
no, it's bad. I think that is it's bad. And then also one of Legends' problems, and this has been most anniversaries, if not all, because I know these side characters aren't supposed to be hype, but I think they should be. Completely honest, like, I think they should be. It just Legends hasn't really treated it like that. But my tweet that I put out was, damn, if you have Kaba on one of these, you've made a serious mistake. Because it was Kaba, Vegeta, Goku, Khalifa, and Kale. I think Khalifa and Kale are okay.
Yeah.
Although, again, I think the side units should also be very exciting. But Kaba is just like, and apparently people think Kaba has some of the coolest animations or whatever. I haven't seen the side characters' animations. But it's just like, Kaba on the promotional material, dude? Like, what the fuck?
Kaba is such a nothing character to me. Am I crazy for that? I didn't, like, until the Kaba versus Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta meme, I was like, people care about Kaba?
Well, it's not even, like, the reason that became a meme is because Kaba is kind of a nothing character. Like, he's like a weakling-looking guy that's just like a whatever super guy. So that's literally the point of the joke. But
I think some people got behind it in a way of like, no, I really like Kaba. I feel like is what I was saying. Like, people lost the irony.
I do think some people did unironically do that. But full disclosure, the Universe 6 Saiyans are some of the most interesting shit to me, including Kaba. It just is unfortunate that Kaba literally was our gateway to the U6 Saiyans. So I was like super interested in Kaba at first. And then he literally, as a character, walks us to two infinitely cooler and much more used U6 Saiyans in Kale and Khalifa. So he kind of backseats himself. And then also, they just don't do anything with him. Like, I like the idea that, you know, Vegeta can teach him, like, Saiyan pride, and he can become, like, a little more prideful, a little more like the Saiyans we know. Like, there's a lot I like about Kaba, theoretically. It's just that they don't do shit with him. Like, he is, like, whatever as fuck.
Maybe Kale, they will when they bring it back, Dotto.
Exactly. Like, I replied to my tweet because somebody replied like, Kaba hate is so forced. And I was like, there's just nothing hype about him. But it's not that I hate him. I think he's interesting.
Yeah.
And then they responded like, yeah, he didn't do much. And I was like, yeah, if the show came back, they would be the most interested I would be in like the entire show of like possible plot lines. But if you think like just on paper, what Kaba gets to do versus what Kale and Khalifa do. Like, Khalifa gets the whole rivalry thing with Goku. She's loud, so she talks. She gets, like, a lot of voice lines. She gets to do most of the talking. She has a whole, like, unique relationship with Kale. Kale is literally the Broly of Universe 6. She's super fucking buff. She gets controlled Super Saiyan. She looks different than all of them. She has the shy personality trope. And then they fuse. They get a fusion into Kefla, who fights UI Goku. It's like, what the fuck? Kaba got to go Super Saiyan, and then he goes Super Saiyan 2, and then he loses. It's like, this is not even close to the same levels of interesting. Anyway, yeah, that was just my rant on Kaba. I honestly hate that they don't use him more.
I did see the general, at least what I'm seeing consensus, is like, a lot of people really like the Kellen Khalifa almost more than any of the other three characters. And to be fair, have you watched their animations?
No, I have not.
Hang on, you wanna live react to them really quick?
I'll live react to them. Shit, we in the Legends cast, we might as well. We're getting like close to the end of this pod. So hang on. Might as well make it something different.
Hey, They didn't just put them out as their own thing. Okay, fine.
I checked on their Twitter.
All right, hang on.
It was not there.
I'm going live. Here we go.
Tony, I'm clicked in. I like Cobb's art.
Like, the models look great, dude. Like, dude, why do they look so good, dude? They don't look like legends.
And they're also a tag unit. I think that is a lot cooler. Like, that's more interesting.
So I said this in another video, but the tag aspect that Legends made is probably the coolest thing they've been able to do with this game. Like, that's probably the trademarked Legends thing is how well they integrated these tag characters into their battle system and how well they work. And I feel like most people that have ever touched this game and have used a tag character, like, that is the defining thing for that game. And so the one other thing I would say about the two main headliners, if they're not gonna make them ultras, they weren't gonna give them active abilities, they should have at least made them tags. Like, if it's Evolution Vegeta and UI Goku fighting together on one as one character, that is way cooler, right, than what we currently have.
Yeah, no.
Apparently there's a sequence where one of them slaps the other's ass.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter, but it was like a bag slap.
I can't hang on.
It was pretty low.
I didn't see it.
Yep, it's right there.
Yep. Okay, yeah, it is very much so a thing. All right, I mean, I don't know how they would have faked that fast today, but...
What were Kavas? I want to see Kavas before we move on.
Harry, do you want to see... Let's go to the actual... They always show, like, a better look at the animations in this. Here we go.
This video.
Super sorry. Not good enough! Over here!
Now! I mean, yeah, they're... It's Bakugo, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell.
I do really like Bakugo, so.
Okay, the little curvature at the end was cool. I wouldn't say it was anything super crazy, but yeah, that was all right.
I think Kellen Khalifa look way cooler to me than him. But again, I'm not even trying to be a hater. I just, it's not even like I'm hating. I'm just so indifferent on Kaba as like a character. So it just kind of it is what it is with him, to me personally.
Yeah, no, I would say that's about how everybody feels.
Dotto, I feel like I hear some music.
You know that is then. I feel like we should leave it in the silence. That shit was so funny. But goodbye, everybody. Look, that music means it's over. The podcast is ending now. Enjoy the rest of your days, all right? You be careful on the road there, Chris. I know you're driving, so. Long day at work, yeah. No, I know. Well, Chris, we gotta go, so let us go, huh? No, seriously, Chris, eyes on the road, buddy. You don't need to change the podcast, all right? It's gonna end, so it'll auto play the next thing.